Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo, and if you'd like to have program number 288, because that's what this program is, this is part 186 of How to Have God's Life Living in You. Sharon will tell you at the end of the program how you can get a copy of program number 288. We have several messages this evening, a real strong message from the Lord, and then we've got some people commenting on my literature in the newspapers, put it there, and we've got a lot of testimonials, some music. But right now, let's go to the throne of the Lord to ask the Lord to bless this evening's service. Father, we thank and praise your holy name for eternal life, for the Holy Spirit. We know that we can receive holiness, and you've commanded us to be ye holy, for I am holy. We can receive holiness if we live holy and if we are before you in prayer all the time. Because the only way that we can be holy is to hang around you who are the Holy One. Your influence will make us holy. Lord, we pray that, and all of us can be holy. You do not want the people that are saying no one can be perfect. You do not want them, Father, to be preaching this false message, because we must be perfect to enter into the kingdom of heaven, because everything in heaven is perfect. This message will show everyone how they are able to become perfect and live forever in the kingdom of heaven. Lord, let it touch everyone's heart. Let it enter into their heart and let them follow the actual word of God, your word, so that they can learn how to do this. We ask it in Jesus' name, that souls may be saved and that the church will mightily be strengthened in Jesus' name. And everyone says amen.
Amen.
All right, so if you want to find rest in the Lord, in our Lord Jesus Christ, and if you want to receive God's forgiveness for sins of ignorance, I'm talking about the sins that are not unto death, but are sins of ignorance. And if you'd like to live a life of faith and miracles, if you'd like to obtain powerful results because of your prayers, if you want to bring the unsaved to the Lord Jesus Christ, and if you want to have joy in your heart at all times, if you want to defeat Satan's attacks, then you will need to uncover the secret of praying. So many people do not pray at all. Paul and Jesus himself, as well as many others, including all the prophets and apostles in the Bible, have found tremendous results in prayer. But you need to come to the point to where you know that nothing is impossible. Only believe. That is by your prayer and by your hearing God's word. When you do that, you also will realize that Jesus is waiting to abundantly answer your prayers with showers of blessings. Then listen to this message. Is your heart established? You know, when you establish a business, it takes, you know, time to establish a business. And when you're established, people know who you are, and they trust you if you're a trustworthy person. And they know that you've been in business for quite a while. You're established. And but is your heart established in the Lord? Because it has to be established in the Lord. The Apostle Paul wrote in his epistle, quote, to the end, how many establish your hearts? Have you established your heart unblameable? Our hearts have to be established. They have to become an establishment for the Lord, to the end that God may establish your heart unblameable in holiness. God has called us unto holiness. Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. That's 1 Thessalonians 3:13 and 4:7, and also 5:24. It's impossible for us to be able to be holy unless we study the Word of God, to know what the holiness of God is. Many people have said that the conception of sin and of the holiness of God has been lost. And it's been lost. You know where the holiness of God has been lost? It's been lost in the church. In the prayer room, we have the place where we may learn again how to give God's holiness, to give it the proper position in it must have in our faith lives and in our hearts and in everything, everyday life. If you don't know how to spend one whole hour in your prayer room, in your closet to pray, then you'd better take up the subject of God's holiness, because you're so far away from the Lord. That's why. Bow down before him. Give yourself the proper amount of time. The Bible says we're to pray without ceasing, pray always. Give God his proper time. Give God that time that he and you may come into touch with him. And you can become in touch with one another. This is important. The most important thing in the world. It's a way. It is a very big work, but it's a work that is overflowing with tremendous blessings. If you'd like to strengthen yourself in the practice of this holy presence with God, then what you need to do is begin studying the Word. For example, the book of Leviticus. Notice how the Lord God gives the command 7 times in various forms in Isaiah. Quote, "Ye shall be holy, for I am holy." But people don't know how to be holy. Then I look at Leviticus 11, chapter 11, verse 44 and 45, Leviticus 19:2, Leviticus chapter 20, verse 7 and 26, chapter 21, verse 8, chapter 22, verse 32. Yet more frequent is the expression, quote, "I am the Lord that does sanctify you." But you must let the Lord sanctify you. You've got to get into the Word of God and get close to him in prayer. That's the only way to be sanctified. Some people think, well, that's a job that we can do. When you reach the throne of God, just the presence of his holiness causes you to be sanctified. A lot of people don't understand what it means to be sanctified. When you're close to the Lord, you are sanctified. But it's impossible to be sanctified unless you're close to the Lord in prayer. So I decided to sing a song for you tonight. It's called "How Long Has It Been Since You Prayed?" Amen?
Amen.
That you got down on your knees. And here I am with J.D. Sumner and the Stamp singing "How Long Has It Been?" In Exodus, which states, "I am the Lord that does sanctify you." Well, if you wanted to know how to be sanctified, it's impossible unless you get right up to the throne and stay there. Then you're set aside by the holy fire of God, which is the Holy Spirit, that will cause you to be consecrated and sanctified by the Lord. This is Exodus 31:13. "I am the Lord that does sanctify you." The Jews really know that one. While I was in Israel, I saw some of them, and I couldn't hardly believe it. I'd never seen anything like this in the United States. I'd see some of the rabbis walking with the Bible in one hand. They would be walking down the street while they're reading the Bible with a big smile on their face. While they, whether they were doing that in hypocrisy, I have no idea, but it sure looked good to see people with the Bible unashamedly reading it in their hands. And it was a sunny day, and they just had a great big smile on their face because they seemed to be so close to God. I believe that many of them know the Lord Jesus Christ nowadays. When I saw this, it was back around 23 years ago. I believe they know the Lord. Some of them know the Lord Jesus Christ, because you can't get close to the Lord God unless you know His Son, Jesus Christ. This is something that we really need to think about. Why? Because it's the greatest of things to think about. There isn't anything more important than to be close to the Lord. This is taken over into the New Testament as well. These words of how our holy God is, and how holy He is. The Apostle Peter stated, quote, "Be ye holy in all manner of conversation, because it is written, Be ye holy, for I am holy." 1 Peter 1:15 and 16. The Apostle Paul stated in an epistle, quote, "To the end that He may establish you, your hearts, and unblameable in holiness." God has called us unto holiness. Faithful is He that calleth you, who also will do it. He's not just saying words that be ye holy, and then leaves you without the ability to be holy. The Word of God tells you to just stay up close to the Lord in prayer. That's why He tells you to pray always. And Paul says, pray without ceasing. Okay, so he says He'll do it. And that's 1 Thessalonians 3:13, 4:7, and 5:24. We can't have the knowledge of God, in other words, to know God. The knowledge of God is just simply to know God. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, we can't know God or have the knowledge of God, know God to have the knowledge of God. Knowledge means to know. There isn't anything but the knowledge of God as the Holy One that could ever make us holy. There's nothing in the world that could make us holy other than the Holy One. And how are we to receive or obtain that knowledge of God unless in the prayer room or in your closet, or in the throne, which you call it the throne room, or the in your private praying place. What this is, it's utterly impossible to get the knowledge of God, to know Him, unless we take the time and allow holiness, the holiness of God, to shine His holiness into us and upon us. How could any man on the face of this earth obtain the knowledge of God? Intimate knowledge of another man of remarkable wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, if he does not associate himself with God or with the man of exceptional wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. We have to associate ourselves with holiness if we want to be holy. Amen?
Amen.
So we have to associate ourselves with Him if we want holiness. We have to place ourselves under His influence. It doesn't make any difference if you want to. The Lord tells us not to hang around with unholy people, with backbiters and people that would tell lies and cause people's souls to fall away from the Lord. That is not, if you do that, if you start listening to people that are liars, people that say, well, this person is doing this, when they're doing everything that the Bible tells them to do and what the Lord by the Spirit has commanded them to do, and then call them unholy. That makes you unholy. You have to place yourself under the influence of a holy person, or especially our holy God. Some people say that it's the wrong influence if he's placed himself under the influence of that man of wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Do you think that would be the wrong influence? Would you?
No.
No, the Lord tells you to choose who you're going to hang out with. Amen?
Amen.
And how can God the Father sanctify us if we never take the time to be brought under the powerful influence, the power of the glory of his influence? His influence is glorious, amen?
Amen.
His holiness? We have to be under his holiness, don't we?
Yes.
Okay, the only way we can do that is get up there in prayer and stay there. Nowhere can we get to know the holiness of God and come under his influence or the influence of his holiness and power unless we enter our prayer room into our private prayer closet and go into the throne room with him. No man can expect to make progress so far as holiness is concerned. And we have to be holy, the Bible says, in many different places. If the person is not a long time, there's no that way that we can progress in holiness unless we pray long, long time, and stay there in the throne, by the throne of the Lord, where all the saints are praying all the time. They're there by his side. You notice the disciples did not like it when the Lord wasn't around. So we have to be alone with the Lord a long time with God the Father through the Holy Spirit. I mean through Jesus. All right, so we have some testimonials. I'm going to continue this message a little bit later on, but I'd like to hear some testimonials. It encourages me to hear that some of the literature that the Lord has given me has won somebody's soul and has influenced people out in the world to pull out of the world and get into the throne with the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Where's the first one from?
Jamaica, New York.
Okay.
Please send me a copy of your booklet entitled Messiah. I read your testimony, Dry Bones, in Sunday's Daily News, and I just wish everyone in the world could see it and read it for themselves to really know who the Lord is.
And I wish everybody could listen to this message, amen?
Amen.
Because it teaches you how to be holy. People just say, you know, you see a lot of people with a holy look on their face, and then when nobody's looking, watch out. Okay, then what?
God bless you, and may he continue to use you in his service. Sincerely, Reverend Lazenby from Jamaica, New York.
Praise the Lord. Where else?
From Minnetonka, Minnesota. I read your article, Dry Bones, in the Minneapolis Star Tribune. It was fantastic, as well as heart-lifting. I just love your prayer on the same page. Wonderful. Praise the Lord. From a senior citizen who loves Jesus with all his heart, Stanley from Minnetonka, Minnesota.
See, these kind of people that love the Word of God, that love the holiness of God, they stay long time before the Lord, the Father, through the Holy Spirit, through Jesus. Okay, then what?
Greetings, Brother Tony. Regarding the Sunday newspaper morning sermon on dry bones, I enjoyed it very, very much. I would like to receive free copies of your booklet entitled The Messiah Plus More. Thanks with love, blessings. Sincerely yours in Christ Jesus, Sister Esther from Oklahoma City, Oklahoma.
Praise the Lord. Then what?
And then, dear Brother Tony Alamo, may God the Father in Christ Jesus our Lord give you power, mercy, and peace, and bless your ministry. I am writing to you after reading your testimony in the newspaper. Praise God, He works in such wonderful ways. I am currently locked up in Suffolk County, Long Island, New York. I have been blessed and know God is with me no matter what may happen. I'm praying for a second chance and hope through the power and mercy of God I receive that second chance.
Right, but there's so many people that don't know how to receive that power. But this that's what this message is all about, is I'm teaching you how to have power in God, and how the last three or four messages have been regarding how to have power in God, how to know God. Okay, keep going.
I'm cleaned of my addiction through Jesus Christ. For the first time in many years, I'm free and I'm grateful. I know my family needs me at home, and God needs me to give Him glory through being a living testimony. I ask that you pray for me and my family, and that God's will is done in my life, and I'm given the strength to endure with peace and joy in my heart. I also ask if you could send me the book entitled The Messiah. I can only receive softcover books here in the jail. Thank you for your prayers and support. God bless you. In Christ, Bobby from Riverhead, New York.
All right, is that it?
Yes, it is.
Okay, do you want to know, you out there, Radio Land, those of you that are in jails, in prisons, and those of you that are just wanting to know what the holiness of God is? Would you? What is the holiness of God? It is the highest and most glorious and most all embracing of all the attributes of God's holiness. It is the most profound word in the Bible. It is a word that is at home in heaven. Both the Old and New Testaments, the entire Bible, assures us of this. The prophet Isaiah heard the seraphs saying with veiled faces, "Cry out." He heard them cry out. And what was it that he heard them crying out? It was, quote, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts." Isaiah 6:3. Let's get the sixth chapter of Isaiah, and when if we still have time after I'm done here, we'll be able to read some of this. And also, now John the Revelator heard the four living creatures say, quote, what did they say? They said, "Holy, holy, holy Lord God Almighty." Revelation 4:8. Let's get that one and see it. Amen? We'll start at verse 1 there. This is the highest expression of God's glory in heaven. This is how you receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, is staying long before the Lord, saying, "Holy, holy, holy God, God Almighty." Amen. Praise the Lord. And live in His presence so that you also can have His holiness. Glory in heaven and on earth. But this is in heaven by living beings. What do you mean? These are people that are living right around the throne. Amen?
Amen.
This is in heaven, living beings who live in His immediate presence and bow low before Him. We must allow our hearts to be deeply ashamed of our prayerlessness, from not being separated from sin. We need to be ashamed that we don't stay close to God's holiness, to influence us to be holy, which we have made it impossible for God to impart His holiness to us, and also to impart His holiness to us. So we need to beseech the Lord God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, with all fervence, to forgive us for this horrible sin, and to allure us by His heavenly power, and to strengthen us to have fellowship with Him, the Holy God. Without holiness, no man shall see God. And how do we receive holiness? Anybody know? To stay right close to God, amen?
Amen.
Let Him influence you to be holy, amen?
Amen.
There's no other way. That's what this message is all about. You want to find holiness? Are you going to find it down at the bakery?
No.
Out in the kitchen?
No.
Where else in this world? Over at Yellowstone National Park?
No.
Glacier National Park?
No.
Out at Big Timber or wherever? No, only staying before the Holy God will you be able to receive His holiness. The meaning of the words, the holiness of God, you know what that is? It's not something that can be expressed, really. You just have to do it. You have to get close to the Lord in order to know what the holiness of God is. So we may begin by praying that they imply the unspeakable aversion and hatred with which God regards sin. God hates sin, and the only way that you're going to stop sinning is to be consecrated, separated from this world and sinners, and stay before the one that can influence you into holiness. If you want to understand what that means, remember that He preferred, now this is really profound, He preferred to see His Son die, rather than that sin should reign in this world. I'd rather have you die, son, than to have sin reign in this world. And then you hear these false prophets saying that God allows you to sin. Do you believe such unholy people? You can tell that they don't live anywhere even close to the Lord. So God preferred to see His Son die on a cross and be brutally beaten rather than sin should be allowed to reign in this world and in heaven. I'd rather have my son die than for that to happen, God says in so many words. And not only in words, He did it. He really allowed His son to die, so that the power of sin would no longer be in this world if we receive His Son. And to receive His Son the way that He states in His Word for us to receive Him, that means that we must linger long before the Lord in order to receive this kind of holiness. We have to think about that. We have to ponder the Son of God. We have to think about that, who gave up His life rather than act in the least matter against the will of His Father. Jesus would rather give up His life than to disobey the least commandment, the least thing that is against the will of His Father. And our Father, if we are like Jesus. We must become as Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
We must be conformed, not to this world. We have to conform ourselves to Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
And Jesus stayed before the throne all the time in order to keep the holiness in him in this world. Amen?
Amen.
And how can you possibly imagine to be holy if you don't do as his son did? He says, come and follow me. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
This is how to do that. Do you get that?
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Still, further, he had such a hatred for sin that he preferred to die rather than that men should be held in sin's power. This is something of the holiness of God, don't you think?
Yes.
This is a whole lot of it, really, which is a pledge that he will do everything for us. Not only you, but myself as well, to deliver us from sin. And so the blueprint is there, the map is there, how to be able to abstain from sin. Holiness is like a fire. It is the fire of God that will consume sin in us, just as it happened in the upper room. Amen?
Amen?
A fire of God came down on each one of them. I'm going to repeat that. Holiness is the fire of God that will consume sin in us and make us holy. But that's when they were all tearing and all praying in one accord. Do you get that? When they prayed, they received the fire, the holiness. Amen?
Amen.
The sanctification, the separation. Sacrifices. Make us holy sacrifices, pure and acceptable before him. And we might even read some of Romans 12, chapter 12, and start out at verse 1 a little bit later on. So if we want to be acceptable before the Lord, if we want to be accepted into the kingdom of heaven, we have to make ourselves holy. You say, quote, we can't make ourselves holy. Oh, yes, you can. Oh, yes, you can get before the Lord. This is the reason that the Holy Spirit came down as a fire in the upper room. He is the Holy Spirit of God's holiness, the Spirit of sanctification in us and separation from the world. You know, ponder this, consider this. Think, in other words, think it over. Think about the holiness of God and bow down before him in lowliness until your heart is filled with the assurance of what the Holy One will do for you. Do you constantly, and he'll do it for you constantly. It's necessary. Oh, it's most essential that you read and reread the words of God on this incredibly powerful subject, this incredibly powerful truth, this great truth, until your heart is brought under the conviction of the Holy Spirit and under the influence of God's holiness. This is the glory of your prayer. What is the glory of your prayer room? Do you know to go into the prayer room is glorious? Amen?
Amen.
Why? Because you're going to be talking to God and God's going to be communing with you. Amen?
Amen.
The prayer room is a glorious place. This is the glory of your secret closet. Your secret to the closeness of God, the secret to become holy, the secret to no longer be under conviction or condemnation. to have a conversation with the Almighty God. Always pray, he says, and pray without ceasing, because he's the Holy One. Bow down in deep humility and shame before him, because you have so despised, well, really, we have so despised him and his love through our not praying, not wanting to be close to him, not going into the inner chamber, the prayer room, the prayer sanctuary, the inner sanctuary, your prayer room, your closet. When we're there before him, we will receive the assurance that he will again take us into fellowship with himself. No one can expect to understand and receive the holiness of God if they are not in their prayer room. The holiness of the prayer room, the gloriness, the glory of the prayer room, their closet, many times, often, all the as often as you can, all the time, every day, and long and alone with God. Okay, now let's read from Revelation, the 4th chapter.
After this I looked, and behold, a door was open in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was as it were of a trumpet talking with me, which said, Come up hither, and I will show thee things which must be hereafter.
I'll show you the holiness of God. Come up hither, you people that want to be in heaven. Why do you want to stay down here below? The Bible says that we, those of us that are Christians, are to be sitting with him in heavenly places, are we not?
Amen.
Then what?
And immediately I was in the Spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. And he that sat was to look upon like a jasper and a sardine stone. And there was a rainbow round about the throne in sight like unto an emerald. And round about the throne were 24 seats. And upon the seats I saw 24 elders, sitting clothed in white raiment, and they had on their heads crowns of gold. And out of the throne proceeded lightnings and thunderings and voices, and there were 7 lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the 7 spirits of God.
And right, so how are you going to get the 7 spirits of God unless you're up there by the in the throne room? Amen?
Amen.
In other words, a lot of people want to be movie stars, so where do they go? They go to Hollywood. If you want to see the Eiffel Tower, you go to Paris. If you want the holiness of God, you go up to the throne of God. Amen?
Amen.
That's where you get it. Then what?
And before the throne there was a sea of glass like unto crystal. And in the midst of the throne and round about the throne were 4 beasts full of eyes before and behind. And the first beast was like a lion, and the second beast like a calf, and the third beast had a face as a man. And the 4th beast was like a flying eagle. And the 4 beasts had each of them 6 wings about him, and they were full of eyes within. And they rest not day and night, saying, Holy, holy, holy.
Holy, holy, holy. Amen?
Amen.
You want to go to heaven?
Yes.
Then we need to stay there in heaven now. We have to let the Lord know that we're interested in being there, and the only way that he can know that is if we're there now. Amen?
Amen.
It's unlikely that anybody would, if they don't pray here, would want to be there. If they don't want to be close to God now, then what would make you think that they'd want to be there with him throughout eternity? And it's like an even exchange. We exchange time with each other. God will give you all the time you give him. All right? You don't store it up in a bank. You get it on a daily basis. We walk not by sight but by faith, and he states for us to seek him always. All right, then what?
They rest not day and night, saying, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come.
Amen. Well, we don't know the other scripture they gave you in Romans. Now, we don't really need any rest in heaven because we're resting in heaven. So here we don't rest. We work here. We work at getting to heaven. Amen?
Amen.
But in heaven we rest. And so it says they rest not both day and night. But that means rest not in praising him is what it means. All right? Saying, holy, holy, holy God Almighty. Then what?
Almost.
That is like the most beautiful thing to do because the Lord inhabits the praises of his saints. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Okay, then what?
Romans chapter 12, verse 1. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service.
Okay, that's verse 1?
Yes.
Keep going.
And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For I say, through the grace given unto me...
The power given unto you.
To
grace means power. And so say it that way.
For I say, through the power given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith.
Right. Now, you couldn't think high of yourself if you're staying before the throne of God. You couldn't be greedy or want to murder somebody if you're staying before the throne of God. You couldn't want to kill anyone, you murder anybody, or you wouldn't want to commit adultery or fornication or be a lesbian or a homosexual if you're staying before the Lord and praising him by saying, holy, 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 God Almighty, praise your holy name. There's no possible way for any kind of sin. You couldn't want to steal. And you wouldn't have to because God always would provide for a person like that, a man like Elijah and a man like Jesus. Jesus was both God and man. Amen?
Amen.
He was God come into this world as a human being. And he taught us to pray always so that we could be like him, to be forevermore in the kingdom of God. Amen?
Amen.
You'll read it in the scriptures. If you read it, then what?
For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, so we being many are one body in Christ.
Well, I didn't care to be a preacher or a teacher or anything, and God knows that. I just let Susie do everything. Amen?
Amen.
All I wanted to do, I thought maybe God had called me to do something like maybe make finances for the church. But it's very hard for people to make up what God has called you for. I was wrong. I didn't know that. Because I made money in the world doesn't mean that God wants me to make money. God wants you to give your tithes and offerings unto him. Otherwise, you're robbing God. And if you're being fed by these broadcasts and the literature that God has given me, well, then, ante up. Otherwise, you're robbing God, and that shows me that you're not, and shows God that you're not there before the throne. And don't think that whatever you send in here to help us get the gospel out is going to buy your way into heaven. Nobody can do that, all right? The only way you can get into the kingdom of heaven is to do what the Lord says to do. And you've heard what he wants you to do. He wants you to be holy, for I am holy, saith the Lord. Then go ahead. And if you're robbing God, you're certainly not holy, are you?
No.
Okay, so if you've got money, don't rob God. Send it in so that we can get this gospel out all over the world. And you can hear through the testimonials that we're getting it out all over the world. Amen?
Amen.
Pick up our website and look at it, and you'll see. Then what?
So we being many are one body in Christ, and every one members one of another.
Right. And every one of the members have to be holy, or they're not going to be in Jesus. Isn't that simple? Then what? It all dovetails together. Then what?
Having then gifts differing according to the power that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith.
Oh, I love it if I can hear there are prophets around me and telling me things. I myself am a prophet only because of the fact that it doesn't mean anything as far as me being any holier than anybody else. It's just that the Lord tells me things because he knows that when he tells me, I'll tell the whole world. Amen?
Amen.
I don't hold anything back. Okay, then what?
Or ministry, let us wait on our ministering, or he that teacheth on teaching, or he that exhorteth on exhortation. He that giveth, let him do it with simplicity. He that ruleth with diligence. He that showeth mercy.
You think I'm diligent?
Yes.
Well, then, I must be staying there before the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
And if I'm there before the Lord, I must be holy. Amen?
Amen.
Take that to heart, those of you out there that criticize. All right, then what?
He that showeth mercy with cheerfulness.
Evan, do I show mercy to people?
Yes.
Well, then I must be laying up there before the Lord. And so don't criticize this ministry, all you out there. Join us, all right? Join the Lord, whether you join us or if you join the Lord, you're joining us.
Amen.
Okay, no matter where you go, find a church like this and be blessed. Then what?
Let love be without dissimulation.
I always am cheerful when I see a bunch of starving kids, and they send pictures of it, and then all of a sudden you send the wherewithal for them to have nice clothes and fresh water and also food and the gospel. You can see them reading the Bible and the literature and all that. It's cheerful. So how could you give and not be cheerful? Because you're not going to take it with you when you die, and you don't know whether you're going to die tonight or tomorrow. None of us do. All right, then what? Just do whatever you can to please the Lord while you're here. And that's not going to happen until you start praying and reading the Bible to see if what I'm telling you is the truth or not. Then what?
Abhor that which is evil. Cleave to that which is good.
Okay, cleave to that which is good. Well, there's none good but the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
So cleave to him. I see my time is up. So those of you that would like to be holy, and without holiness, you're not going to see God. This doesn't make any difference. What you've heard about me, I'm certainly not preaching me. I'm preaching Jesus. Amen? In the kingdom of heaven. That's what the Lord preached. And all the apostles, and that's what the prophets preach. So if you want to receive Jesus, I'm not asking you to receive me. Just open your hearts now and say this prayer to God. Say, my Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and I believe he died on the cross and shed his precious blood for the forgiveness of all my filthy sins. And I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open the door of my heart, and I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus. Wash all my filthy sins away in the precious blood that you shed for me. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will save my soul. I know because your word says so. Your word says you'll turn no one away, and that includes me. Therefore, I know that you have heard me, and I know that you have answered me. You said that all that call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And your word is spirit, and it is life. And we need to receive your word and do what it says. Therefore, I know you've heard me, and I know you've answered me, and I know that I'm saved. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, from the bottom of my heart for saving my soul. Now, just raise your hands up in praise and thank the Lord with all your heart and soul. And Sharon, tell them four different ways on how they can receive a copy of program number 288. And please mention whether you want a CD or a audio tape. It's free, and the postage and handling is also free. Okay, then go ahead.
Go to alamoministries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas 75505, or call area code 479-782-7370 or fax to area code 479-782-7406.
All right, praise the Lord. The disciples asked the Lord how do we pray? And the Lord told them, it's in the Lord's Prayer, and I did a promotion, and Rovan came from a lumber yard to star in 90 days, and I love the way he sings. He's in my mind, the best singer that ever lived on the face of this earth. And until tomorrow, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo saying God bless you and praise the Lord. And here's Rovan to sing for you the Lord's Prayer on RCA Victor.
Deliver us from evil, for thine